Welcome to the Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. Universal health care and access to health are key issues in the Minnesota gubernatorial election. What should voters know before going to the polls? We asked Lynn Blewett, a health policy professor at the University of Minnesota.
This is one of the big hot topic issues in the state governor's race, and currently there are about 7.4% of Minnesotans don't have any health insurance coverage. Many people think that Minnesota is a place where we could actually achieve universal coverage because we have such a low rate. It's the lowest rate in the country. So there are a couple different plans to achieve that. To get people to buy into private health insurance, to provide state subsidies for low-income populations, to provide access to affordable health care, and citizens ought to pay attention to what the candidates are saying.
While Minnesota has the lowest rate of uninsured, Blewett says her studies indicate that if health insurance was provided to all Minnesotans, overall health care costs would decline.
You know, we've done a study in the state of Minnesota where we looked at the impact of MinnesotaCare, so expanding MinnesotaCare, and what we found, it had a significant impact on hospitals' charity care. So as more people presented with coverage, their levels of free care went down, and we showed a significant impact of MinnesotaCare to the hospital's bottom line. So we think coverage does save hospitals money, it saves consumers money, and it keeps people healthy.
For the Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.